Stone Braves pregame show continues from the Marble Athletic Field. Eric Mason, the coach of the Marquette Redmen. And, well, here we are. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you.
It feels like it every year. We come here for our first game of the year, and, you know, you've been through practices, and the kids are excited. Everybody's optimistic. It's always fun, isn't it?
It is. It's always fun, and it always seems like the first game just drags to get here. And then once you get through the first game, the others go by so quick that it's you're wishing it was like the first game. So, yeah, it's fantastic and great time of year, and happy to be here.
And opening up against a team that's had a lot of success as Gladstone, you know, is this a good opener for you? I mean, I guess there aren't any weak ones on your schedule, though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the last few years we've been heading downstate. For last year we were downstate back-to-back weeks, week one and two. And, you know, when you're matched up with Traverse Cities and, you know, all three Traverse City schools, it gets tough. So this is actually nice, going an hour and playing Gladstone, a familiar opponent. And like you said, they've been having a lot of success, so it's going to be fun.
Talk with me a little bit about Jordan DeMay and the fact that he is still obviously thought of in this program and a big part of the program, and what happened since, you know, in the offseason with the suspects being arraigned and all of that. And I know they're doing a fundraiser for your program as well. So talk a little about his family and him.
Well, he was obviously a major part of our program. Jordy was just a fantastic young man, and obviously way too soon, and a lot of these kids were close to him, and his family has been fantastic as well. They continue to give back to the community in Jordy's name, and I think that's awesome. Anytime you can, you know, remember, recognize, honor a young man like that, I think it's a good thing. And, you know, it's just nice to see, and the kids come together, the community comes together. Let's face it, this day and age, anytime you can get the community coming together, it's a positive thing.
And that's a teaching moment, isn't it, for you as coaches to say, hey, guys, it could happen to Jordy, it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely. No, it's very true. And, you know, it's things happen in life that you just can't explain. And unfortunately, we lost a fantastic young man, and, you know, would give anything to be able to speak to him today.
Absolutely. And same with us. He was friends with a lot of our kids down here in Escanaba and Gladstone. I mean, a lot.
Right, right. No, I think, you know, Jordy was pretty well known throughout the landscape of UP sports and beyond. So, you know, he just had an infectious personality, and you couldn't help but like the kid.
So let's talk about the Redmen. You guys, I look at your roster and I look at the kids as they're warming up here. You've got a lot of big dudes. I'm not sure. I lived in Marquette for a long time back when I was younger, and I don't know what you're feeding them up there now.
Yeah, we're exceptionally larger this year than we have ever since I can ever remember. But, you know, the kids work hard. They're great kids. The best thing about this group is we had 46 kids come out, and they all get along. And when you have something like that where your leaders are, you know, meshing your team, and they have after workout get-togethers and things of that nature, and everybody's getting along, you can't lose. So this is fantastic.
Okay, so break down tonight's game from your point of view. The Gladstone Braves have a lot of weapons, and so do you. I mean, last year was a track meet for 2.5 quarters up at your place.
Right, yeah. Gladstone's, you know, Coach Ness has done a, you know, great for this program, and obviously the kids, the athletes that they have done fantastic as well. And we expect a hard-fought game. One thing with Gladstone, I don't care if it's 2023 or 1993, they're going to hit. And they always have, and they always will. It's going to be a hard-fought game. And we just, you know, like tell my kids, we got to match their intensity. We got to match their physicality, and we'll be all right.
Well, thanks for doing this, and good luck to the Redmen this season.
Okay, appreciate it, Jack. Thanks.
Okay, Eric Mason, the coach of the Marquette Redmen. We're back with more from the Marble Athletic Field. After this 2-minute timeout, you hear from Craig Ness and Gladstone Braves Friday night on the Braves Radio Network.